Welcome to Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs, the podcast that gives you an unfiltered behind-the-scenes look at what it's really like being a woman in the middle who's over 50 and following her entrepreneurial dreams. Grab a superhero cape, girlfriend, because you deserve one. I'm your host, Master Certified Life Coach and Midlife Mentor, Susie Rosenstein, and I am excited to inspire you with interviews that feature all of this midlife amazingness. Let's go. Hey there, welcome back to the show. We have another really exciting interview ahead of us about image styling and how fashion is a look, not an age, size, name brand, or price tag. Today, you'll be meeting Patsy Sanders, a woman in the middle entrepreneur who helps women uplevel their image and embrace their own beauty. Welcome to the show, Patsy. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Susie, I'm so happy to be here. And what a fabulous topic. I love you, the name of your podcast. It's awesome.
Oh, amazing. I'm really glad you're here too. I know we're going to have a great conversation about your midlife entrepreneur story. We're going to be talking about your business and what's going really well. Also about what midlife issues might be getting in your way to some extent or another. We know how that goes and might be challenging for you in your life as well as being a business owner. So let's get things started. How old are you? How long have you been an entrepreneur? And what is it that you do in the world? So take it away.
Okay, well, I'm 72 years old. And I've been a master hairstylist for over 50 plus years, but added image styling about 8 years ago to be able to do total makeovers for people. So wow. My company is called Embracing Your Essence, and I help women from head to toe, inside and out, to be their most authentic, beautiful self.
That is so good. And what was it like for you to be an entrepreneur for as long as you've been?
Well, it's really fun because I've always wanted to be a hairstylist. Ever since I was a little girl, put my doll's hair, do my mom's hair, do the neighbor's hair. And I won a scholarship to go to beauty college. And so that was all I ever wanted to do. So I just never get tired of making people look and feel good. You know, when you get your hair done, Susie, get a new look or something, how different you feel, right?
I take a picture every single time. I take a picture with the stylist and then I post it and tag her and her business. And then when I get in the car, there's always a picture of me doing a selfie in my van. And I'm so happy with my new hair. 100%.
Yeah. So that can change the whole atmosphere of your day, of your attitude, of who you're being in the world, too. And I feel like a lot of times women in the middle, they put themselves off till last. And then you don't have much energy or time for yourself. And I'm out to help women change that and put themselves first. Because when you get up and you know what colors to put on and you know what you look amazing on, you get your hair and makeup on, you walk out of that bedroom, you can take on the world because you have a whole different essence about who you're being. Like you're more confident. You feel beautiful. Like, okay, I got to give all day long. I've already given to me. Now my tank is already full. And I think too many times we're living in half-filled tanks. Like we're not getting what we need as women, and only we can give it to ourselves.
That's so
what
true.
I think is important.
Yes. And we wait around. So many women, this comes up all the time in my practice. We're waiting for something, but we may not even know that we're waiting.
Oh yeah. 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 And I think too, when you get to midlife and in the middle of, you know, your entrepreneurship or who you are being in the world, there is a shift. I mean, life is constantly changing, and we can choose to change along with it and grow with it, or we can kind of drag our feet. And I feel like a lot of women don't give themselves permission to say, yeah, I'm ready for a new look. I'm ready for a transformation. I'm tired of wearing the same clothes. And I don't know what to do next. And that's where I feel like my gifts come in, to be able to do that and help women see their beauty, speak into their lives, tell them what their gifts are, help them to go like, wow, look at you. You've done this and this. Yeah. It's time for a new headshot. Look at your, you know, marketing. You know, it's fun to be you. It should be fun to be you, but sometimes it's not.
And definitely. I just love that you added image styling to your salon business late in your career, what could be considered late in your career. And so what was that like for you? Like, were you spinning about that for a long time, or where did that idea come from?
Well, this is what really happened. I got color typed in the 80s, you know, when they did that, and I did seasonal color typing for a while. And then it kind of ran its course.
I remember.
And I died, right? And so I was a winter, wore black and jewel tones my whole life. Then we moved to a new area when my husband lost his job. We've been married 54 years. And that was a big change for us because they closed the mill he worked at. And our daughter and her husband were having their first child. So we moved close to be by them. So that means my whole life changed.
Wow.
But at that time, I weighed 250 pounds. I was so miserable with myself. And I had dieted off and on my whole life. And I had no idea what to do. But I thought, well, I'll move, go to the city. Everything will be great. Well, it wasn't great. It was hard to find a job. You know, I don't think I ever really experienced prejudice until I went and moved to the city and tried to get a job. Now, I'd owned four salons and on an international hair design team. And I still couldn't get a job. And I was frustrated.
So you were feeling some ageism?
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Hmm. Absolutely. And that was in my 50s. I mean, you know, so I met somebody who introduced me to the 12-step program for food. So I went from a size 20, 22 to a 6'8 in 8 months. It's called Food Addiction Recovery Anonymous. It's free to go to, but it's a 12-step program.
Wow.
And I joined that and I lost that weight in 8 months. I've kept that weight off for 14 years because I realized I can't live that lifestyle. I had to change how I ate and how I took care of my body. And I got rid of all the reasons I ate over stuff, using food to deal with my emotions. And it never fixed anything. It just made me sabotage my own self-esteem. So for me, that was my own start of transformation. And in this 12-step program, I met a woman that was a speaker trainer. We became really good friends. And she was doing a training at her house, and I became her hairdresser for her and her husband. I finally got a job. And she said, Patsy, would you come do the hair with my image stylist? She said, because in the element color typing system, it's a head-to-toe makeover. The hairstyle, shape, everything about it is aligned from a soul level. And I said, sure, I'd love to. So I show up with purple highlights and dark brown hair and my black. And Barbara would tell me to do certain styles for each one of the elements of air, fire, water, and earth. Each one has a shape. And so I'd give this girl a bang, give this girl an A-line, layer this girl. And she was thrilled. And my friend said, hey, Patsy, a Barbara color type you in the elements as a thank you. She loved it. You know, we could work together. And I said, oh, no, I look fine. I know how to look nice. And she looked at me and she said, Patsy, you've been complaining to me for quite a while that things aren't going so well in your business. Wonder if what you're wearing is keeping people from working with you.
Wow.
Well, I knew I could be open to possibilities and be vulnerable, or I could keep struggling. And I was struggling trying to get new clients. I mean, there was a salon in every corner in this big town that we lived in. So starting over was not easy. So I said, fine, I just don't want to be a fire. Where a fire wears the fall colors. And sure enough, I was a fire. And let me tell you, I was not a happy camper.
What did fire mean to you that was so
fire? Off-putting? Well, like I had all black and jewel tones in my closet. Mm. I thought I looked fine. I couldn't imagine wearing those warm tones, you know, all the fall colors and stuff. But then she said, Patsy, let me explain what's different about this. Every one of the elements have character traits. Fires are movers and shakers. They're people that get in and get things done. They move things forward. So when she said that, that nailed who I was. You can say that was my personality. It's more than your personality, but it's kind of how I show up in the world. I'm one of those people that if you want something done, I'm your girl. So she said, let's do this. Let's just go shopping and buy a few new tops at a consignment store. We don't spend a lot of money. And if people don't treat you differently, you don't have to do this. You could do what you're doing. I said, fine, I'll do that. Every time I wore one of those tops to the salon, my clients would go, wow, Patsy, you look really pretty today. Wow, Patsy, you look really nice today. And about 2 weeks later, the salon owner came and she goes, what are you doing different lately? You just look amazing. All I had done was change my top. I still had purple highlights on my hair. Well, now I have golden highlights and my hair is kind of a dark, warm brown, but it aligns with my color palette. And then even a guy at the grocery store said, hey, lady, you look nice today. I'm thinking, how does he know? You know what I mean? So people were treating me differently. I realized that energetically, I wasn't connecting with people. And when you're not in the right color palette that illuminates who you are from a soul level, people aren't easy to connect with. And black, if it's not in your color palette, really is like you're there, but you're not, they can't connect with you. And you kind of like have a floating head, right? So I didn't realize that until I started working with getting my colors and changing things. So I realized I wanted to add this to my business. So I started getting trained by the image stylist. She got very ill and I managed her business for 2 years.
Wow.
And then 6 years ago, she sold me the business because she went off and did something else. And she said, I love it that you can do a head-to-toe makeover. Being a hairstylist, you see all of the person, right? I mean, I work with men, but 95% of my work is really with women because I feel like women, we have to work harder. We have to have a bigger wardrobe. We have to look, we have to put more time and energy into looking beautiful, right? It's just how it is. Just how it is. So this is what happened that really changed how I understood the element color typing. Susan, the gal that's the speaker trainer, said to me, Patsy, I'm doing an event. Will you come help me? And in the back of the room, would you greet people and give them their booklets and blah, blah, blah. And I said, sure, I'd love to. So I thought, okay, I got to find something new to wear. So I found a peach colored top with it had a V-neck and a fire of my R shape as a V. And I found a long duster that matched it. So then I got out my little style guidebook and I read, well, what does that mean when I wear a flesh tone? And this is what it said. They're the closest to your natural skin tone and allow others access to your heart with purity. It conveys openness, deep connection, intimacy, trust, comfort, and safety. Well, I thought, I want to have that energy. And, you know, like I want people to just walk up to me and feel comfortable and safe to ask me where's the restroom and, you know, where should I sit and all that. And so I'm working with another stylist there. And so she walks in that morning when I'm setting the table up and she goes, Patsy, you look luscious today. I said, I do? She said, yes. I said, well, thanks. I wore the same outfit to a network event 3 weeks later. And somebody came up to me and said, I looked radiant that night. Neither time had I said a word. I was just standing there.
Wow. But
then I started understanding, oh, that's the energy and the harmonics of color, right? Color is a silent influencer. You know, when you go shopping for a car, there's certain colors you would never buy, certain colors you love. Like I think most women go by the car color, maybe not, but you don't paint a room without thinking about the color or buying new furniture or a bedspread. Like we don't understand how much color influences our life. Then when I started seeing helping people get color typed and them wearing their colors and how they showed up and how their confidence went skyrocketing and how they started getting compliments like, oh my gosh, I need to help entrepreneurs. So I manifested a makeover studio and I could do my colors. I could do their makeup. I could do their hairstyle right there. And then my clients started giving me their nice, gently used clothing. And I started turning around, selling them to the clients that it fit. And then I had, you know, the right accessories, the jewelry and scarves to go with it. And it was fantastic. I did that for 2 years. It was the funnest thing ever. Like, oh my gosh, this is the best. Well, then COVID closed me down because I was a salon. Mm. And I thought, oh my God, now what I'm going to do? And then one day I get this download, I feel like from God. And he said, but everybody's on Zoom. Everybody has good lighting. Wonder if you sent them a kit. So I put together a style kit of, you know, metallic fabrics and red fabrics and patterns and lipstick samples and tested it out. So I found a lady in Oregon that wanted to do it and a lady in Texas that wanted to do it. And then I had a girlfriend that was a coach that had a bunch of her friends that wanted it done. And she lived kind of in the country. So we knew we could do it on Zoom. So I sent her the kit and she draped everybody and I could color type people on Zoom. I couldn't believe it. Wow. Then I had them in their closet. They'd just take their iPad in there and we'd go through the closet and what needs to go, what needs to stay. And then we'd make a shopping list like, okay, here's what we're looking for when we go shopping. Then I take them shopping online, all on Zoom. Wow. So for me, COVID flipped my business upside down. But now I'm helping entrepreneurs that don't even know it matters what you wear when you're on Zoom. Like I'd go to these big network Hollywood squares of things and I was shocked at how the guys would show up in an old t-shirt. And you could tell some people hadn't had a haircut in years and they didn't look current. They didn't look like they were in business. They didn't look business casual. And I realized I could help them understand that, hey, You know, Harvard Business School said that people make an assessment about you in the first 3 to 5 seconds they see you today, and 50% on what you're wearing.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, I have to help people see that we could, and it doesn't mean you have to spend a lot of money. You know, you invest working with me, but then I help you with wherever you're at in your life and whatever you need and how we just, it's a transformation. It takes time. You don't throw all the clothes out of your closet, right?
Right. But you said it, like even with Zoom, you change your top and a scarf. And
absolutely.
Like you can just deal with that first. I love your story. It's so interesting. But what I'm really fascinated by is how open you were, because, you know, sometimes when we age, we can get a little more stuck in our ways.
Oh,
but you
yeah.
were not only open about your own style, but also opening about pivoting your business. And COVID created another pivot, which turned it upside down in a good way, because it blew your mind really about what was actually possible.
Absolutely. And yeah. Now I have clients, quite a few clients in Canada. I have, you know, clients in Portugal, clients in France, clients in South America, like all over the world. Like, who would have ever thought that by being open to possibility and vulnerable to change what you're doing takes you to a whole new level you never dreamed could even be possible? And I think sometimes as women, we get stuck. We're afraid to do something new. What is the worst thing that could happen? You get a compliment. You feel more confident. You know how to shop.
I also love that you started your story about the seasons. I remember that so clearly.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was in the early 80s or late 70s.
Yep, early 80s.
Because I think I remember being in university and being typecast a spring. That's what it was. And I don't know if that's true or not. I've always been waffling. Am I a spring or am I a summer? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. You know, I don't guess, because when we start draping you and we don't have any makeup on, you got your hair back if it's colored, we're seeing you. And when your eyes pop, like when you light up, you can like your eyes just sparkle. It's like seeing the window to your soul. So I don't guess, because a couple times I did that, I was totally wrong. Mm. And it's important to not get right. Do you know what I'm saying? I think because each woman is an individual. I love doing small groups, but I really like working personal with each person, because I feel like every woman has her own unique qualities. They have their own essence that nobody else is going to be like. We could be the same element, Susie, and we would totally dress different and look different.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
So it doesn't matter if you're all of us, like you could get 20 airs in a room, which is like spring, and every one of them would look different, but their color palette and the energy of that energy of joy. And like usually airs are, which is spring, they're more outgoing. They're the visionary. Like they have so many ideas, sometimes they can't even keep it, right? Mm-hmm. But they're the joyful person. Like they walk into the room and they light it up, right? You know, and the water walks in and she's very soft and subtle. She has more of the summer, cooler colors. And she's all about process and detail and order. Like, you know, she's the romantic, beautiful, you know, has the bedroom eyes person. And then there's the fire who's, you know, mover and shaker and get stuff done. And we have that edge and sass to us. And we say it like it is. And sometimes we hurt your feelings. Sometimes we don't. We don't even know it, right? Because we're just open and we're just being ourselves, right? Mm. And then there's the earth that gets to wear all the jewel tones and the black. They tend to be more reserved. They're more regal. They walk into a room and everybody knows they're there. They've got this regency about themselves, you know, more of that tailored, beautiful look. Mm-hmm. And they sort of just take everything in, right? And they actually, people sometimes think they're stuck up, but what I've realized, a lot of them are introverts.
Mm,
and, you know, as I've worked with them, I kind of think, oh, and they're the ones that usually are the perfectionists. Unless they've had some personal growth, then they're the people that strive for excellence.
Mm, so
they're
interesting.
The editor. Yeah, they're the editor. They can come into the room and they can see what's missing or what needs to be changed and to bring. And their gift is bringing things to completion.
So interesting. Well, the one thing I wanted to pick up on, you said earlier that you noticed ageism when you made that big move. So what other challenges have you faced that maybe got in your way at any point in your business since you've been older and wiser?
You know what? It's the marketing. It's getting on Instagram. It's posting stuff all the time on the internet. I don't do it. And that's what I need to do. My people probably on LinkedIn, but I get hung up in all the content and what I think that they want me to say versus what I know and what can change, right? And so I think I'm in that position where I have to find someone that an expert that I can really actually afford, because in my business, it's kind of a roller coaster. You know, I have a lot of clients and I don't have any clients, because when I work with somebody, it's usually over a period of time, like, you know, anywhere from 6 to 12 sessions. It could be, you know, 2 months or 6 months, right? It could be whatever. The journey we have to go on to get you where you want to go, right? And I really strive to have you have at least 3 amazing outfits in your closet. Mm. So that means you've got to pick up clothes for, you know, on camera, on stage, business casual, you know, casual lifestyle. Like we just try to fill those pockets. So no matter what comes up in your life, you can go to your closet and you already have something to wear.
I know that's so fun when you know exactly you've got your outfit. But why do you think it's challenging? Like, why do you think marketing and in particular social media is challenging for you? It's certainly something that's come up a lot on this podcast, but everybody has a different flavor of why it gets in the way.
Well, I think that the algorithms, everything's so fast that if you're not saying the right thing, if people don't catch the magic that you have to offer, it goes away pretty fast. So it's constant. So they have to constantly see you, 11 times or something before they might be ready to really check into seeing what you're doing and stuff. And that's why I love doing podcasts, because I have a chance to really explain the power of the palette, color palette, like it changed your life. Like I can't, and it's the kind of thing that you don't know is going to make such a difference until you've stepped into that and you start making 20% more than you did. And your confidence level is so much higher than it ever was. And people see you, they notice you, they compliment you. They think, wow, you know, I have clients that it's changed their dating life because now they're aligned and dressed in a way that it's drawing people to them. Like the guys are coming.
Your story was so powerful that those compliments came from strangers. You weren't speaking, a man, like everybody. It was very, very nice. Well, I can only imagine that a client who sees immediate changes like that, an immediate effect of the work that she's doing, is very excited about the future. That's for sure. What would you say is the next thing that you want to really focus on in your business?
Well, there's two. One thing is I've trained other stylists to do this work that are really, there's a lot of women that are gifted. Like they take their friends shopping. They can see what looks good. They've got the gift.
Yes.
And you have to have the gift to really be able to do the work I do, because you have to find out who they are and step into the world and see their greatness, right? And so I just started a nonprofit called Elevating Women in Transition. So I'm working with women that are in the middle that have had rough life and they might be in recovery or they might be in some program and, you know, whatever it might be, but they have to get to a place that they're ready to get ready to go get a job and interview. Mm. So I have a makeover scholarship in this nonprofit where they can apply and somebody can refer them, either an organization or somebody that knows this person is emotionally ready to look great and take care of themselves and go get a job. And I've worked with 3 women. The first gal I worked with, she got a job at Macy's in the makeup department. And the second girl, she got a job and we did a total hairstyle makeover at her and did her colors and took her shopping, taught her how to dress her body type. And she got a job at the front desk of a really nice hotel. And a couple of weeks ago, I just did a woman that has a lot of talent in different areas. And she was very tall. So when we took her shopping, we had to find the right store to get her the right pants. And I have a makeover wardrobe closet where people are donating nice, gently used
work clothes.
And I take them up there after we color type them when we find out what their color palette is. And I have these little half paper fans that tell you what element you are. And they get these to work from, and they know how to go through their closet, how to shop with the right color palette. So we started there, and anything that fits there, they get it for free. Then we take them shopping. They have a stipend for $200 to buy maybe that pair of shoes that need to go with an outfit, or maybe they need a dress, or as this girl needed pants. She had long legs and we had to go to Maurice's. You have to know the right store, the right brand that helps you fit your body type. So there's a lot more involved in doing a transformation. It's not just having, you know, a color palette and one or two good tops. It's like easing into the all of you, right? So that's been very fun. And then one of the girls wrote me this amazing thank you letter thing because I never thought I looked cute in short hair. I feel so good. Thank you so much. I feel so pretty. Like it makes me cry.
Oh, it's
so transformational.
It feels so good, doesn't it, to make an impact in somebody's life?
Does.
Oh, it's so rewarding. And as older and wiser midlife women, we are looking for more meaning. It's one of the things that is very compelling for women our age is to really look for meaning and impact. I love that. What have you been surprised by being at this age and stage as an entrepreneur? Has anything surprised you?
I think what surprised me is this is not what I thought I'd be doing at 72 when I'm semi-retired.
Right. You know, what did you think? What did you think you were going to be doing?
I don't know. We moved to be close to our kids when my husband retired a couple years ago. And so I didn't go get a job at a salon, right? I'm older and I don't want to do that. And then I just had knee surgery. So then I feel my age a little bit more, but my passion has only grown stronger to impact women locally and to do more online. Because I think once women know who they are and have a beautiful color palette and they don't have to compromise on what to wear, what looks good, they don't have to have a giant wardrobe anymore. Right. And so there's nothing else I really want to do except for make this one. I want to leave a legacy that women go, I got to work with Patsy. Yeah, she's the stylist you want to work with because I really care about who you are and how it fits into your lifestyle and your business and who you're showing up to be. I want you to be authentically you. You don't have to, you know, the fashion world is constantly throwing crap at us. Doesn't mean you have to be quiet.
Yeah. And I know one thing, like,
anything.
I love to look at the note. Like, I ask people I'm going to be interviewing, obviously, to fill out an application. And the word authentic comes up so much in your work.
Yep.
And it feels like that authenticity and helping women find their and be their most beautiful, authentic self is really like your effort to cut through a lot of that crap.
Oh, yeah. So let me ask you this question, and this would be fun for your audience too. What percentage of your closet do you actually wear on a regular basis?
Huh, oh my gosh. The tiniest. It's the tiniest, like maybe 5%.
Yeah. The national average is about 20%.
Mm.
So if you look at your closet and you see the things you're not wearing. Now we'll take you into COVID. That 15 pounds changed a lot, but it doesn't matter. Every day you get up, you have to get dressed and you're giving a message to the world by what you're wearing. So dress the body you have. Who cares what size it is? If you put yourself together, people notice how nice you look. When you put your best self forward, that gives you confidence. It doesn't matter what other people think, right? If you are doing your best to be your most authentic, beautiful self. And I think a lot of us just don't know. I think people have not been taught and the fashion world is just overwhelming right now. And where do you go? And because of COVID, so many stores closed. You used to be able to get an idea of like, oh, I'm going to go get a new outfit and go downtown. And you can't find it. Like it's
so true. Oh my gosh, Patsy, I needed something. What did I need something for? Oh, I turned 60 last summer. That's what it was. So I thought I'm going to go get a few things. And I just want, you know, I'm going to have some headshots done. I want to spruce up a little bit. I could not believe I went to my standard store. I'm, you know, under 5 foot and I needed something. I cannot shop at regular stores.
Yeah.
So I went to the place I've been shopping for 30 years and it was gone. I could not believe it.
Well, in Canada too, you don't have the plethora of stores we have.
States, we don't. Right. True.
So you go to the Bay and then what other stores do you actually shop at in Canada?
Well, I end up shopping online sometimes. I would say a lot of times. And we have there's a little store that's quite, they have a great buyer. There's two little stores at this place where we spend a lot of time in the summer. There's a little town And I tend to do very well there. I think because I'm relaxed and I have patience and the people there are so nice. So I can get the help I need. Cause as I said, I'm very small, but I'm not petite all throughout.
Yeah. That's why I love consignment stores.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can go to a really nice thrift store. I'm not a thrift store shopper personally. Growing up, I was very poor. And so we had hand-me-downs. It's like, I don't want to wade through all that stuff, but there are some really nice thrift stores, right? So you go through, when you have your color palette, it's easy to go through and buy those things. But a lot of times if you go to a consignment store, they know everything in that store. You go in, you say, this is my color palette. Will you help me find this? This is my size. What do you have? They can take you in a very short period of time and help you find what you're looking for.
So it's fun.
It streamlines your life and your time and your dollars, right?
That's so good. Patsy,
you can shop on Amazon, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got Amazon.ca.
There you go. See, that's another great place to get stuff, right? If you know what you're looking for or you're the brand, then it's easy to go in and say, what do you have in the, you know, Ann Taylor. You should only buy petites, period. Mm. So whatever you're looking for, make it petite. Sometimes you have to go up a size because the way it's cut, because it's usually cut small, but who cares? You know, so just even knowing, oh, I only do that. So I worked with a girl the other day from Canada and she's 4'9" and she was an earth, right? She could wear all these cute things. So we were shopping online. I was showing her stuff and then she was going in Canada.
Oh, that's so good. I think I used to be 4'10", but I think I'm 4'9" now as well.
See? Yeah, you got to have petite.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Patsy, where can people best get in touch with you?
I have a really fun website called embracingyouressence.com. Anyway, if you click on Let's Connect, we can do a session together and just get acquainted and see if I'm a good fit for you or how I can serve you. So I just encourage you to come and have a conversation with me.
Amazing. Embracingyouressence.com. Patsy, thank you so much for taking the time and hanging with me and sharing all this really good stuff, all this good stuff. I really appreciate your enthusiasm and how much you really care about helping women sparkle and shine, which is really, that's like, I don't know, I see you sparkling and shining. And that's really, I think what you're really helping women do is just lift them up and help them find that authentic, beautiful self. So thank you so much for coming on.
You're so welcome. Thank you for the opportunity. This has been just a joy.
Awesome. All right. Thanks for everything. And that is it for now. If you're listening and loving what you hear, please like and subscribe. Reviews are great too and much appreciated. And if you're a woman in the middle who's 50 or over and an entrepreneur would also like to come on the show, please go to www.midlifeinterviews.com and fill out an application. We'd love to have you on to share your story. Thanks so much for listening. It is never too late to put yourself on your agenda. I'm Susie Rosenstein, and I'll talk to you again soon. Now, real quick before we say goodbye, if you are connecting with the show, I'd love to invite you to a happiness breakthrough coaching session. It's my laser-focused coaching call that will help you get clear about what's getting in your way as a woman in the middle entrepreneur and confident about your next steps to more happiness in your next chapter. Head over to www.nextchapterbreakthrough.com. Talk to you soon.